Coming home from a happy hour in the West Loop, and every single black man we saw tonight, we saw like 10 plus men, every single last one of them was with a non-black woman, like every single one.
Yeah. So what?
And I wasn't gonna bring it up until we got to the second bar, and my friend who I'm with, black man from Atlanta, he was like, what is going on? Like, where are we? And I was like, we're in the West Loop. We're in Chicago. And I'm not even gonna hold you. It's been a bit jarring seeing this, especially after I have been traveling as extensively as I have, like been living in Hawaii for half the year, traveled throughout Africa, have lived throughout Latin America. And you see like black women being like celebrated and with other black men, whatever, in other countries. But it always blows my mind, like coming back to Chicago and not seeing that like often.
You've been all around the world. You're clearly over 30. Why has nothing stuck with you? You've been around all these different type of men. If they celebrate black women in other countries, why didn't you find a black man to celebrate you in one of those other countries?
Next question, please.
And obviously, I know this is not all black men in Chicago, especially because I don't live here anymore. I'm staying with family out on the South Side because I'm traveling like 90% of the year, so I didn't sign a lease. So down here, like, I see black men and black women couplings. I get black men who approach me here, but I used to live in Gold Coast and River North for like my 4+ years in Chicago. Never really saw that up north. And it was a bit shocking to like be back in that environment and just seeing the complete opposite at such a high scale too. Like, it was really weird to go out and the only couplings I saw with black people were black men with white women. All the black women were literally out with the girls by themselves and baddies, like straight tens. And I was just like, I feel like I'm back in Oklahoma. But I don't know, tonight it just felt really weird. Like, I've grown up in environments, like Oklahoma is very much weird, weird down there. Like, the black men down there, most of them are not checking for black women. But to be in Chicago, I thought it would be different. And when I first moved here, like, you would see it, but not as often. But like who you like, whatever, I'm not trying to cause that discourse, but tonight the vibes are just kind of weird too. Like, there was a couple that was seated at our little cocktail table because there was no seating. And even the guy, he just was like looking at me all crazy. And I was like, I don't care. Like, please stop looking at me. Like, I love that you don't like black women. I love that for you.
Subscribe and hit the bell. It really helps the channel grow. Like and comment as well. Thank you. You notice she says she's traveling 90% of the year, yada, yada, yada. She probably focuses on career. She's the type that catches flights, not feelings. You know? So maybe she need to focus on why she can't attract and keep a man and not focus on the random men she didn't know out at the bar. Just an idea.
For the second time in 3 weeks, a black man who I am a colleague to has sent me a joke about how soft and nurturing and coddling white women are and how mean and harsh black women are in relationships. And I'm going to tell you right now, if you're a white woman, don't participate in that. It's not funny. They're testing to see what you're going to do, what you're going to say. It is absolutely disgusting that they even think that it's okay to send me that. And it's offensive to me that they believe I'm going to laugh at the expense of black women. There's nothing funny about it. There are plenty of things that we can joke about, plenty of people that we can poke fun of. The last people who need to be the center of a joke are black women.
Oh, shut the f*** up.
Your virtue signaling is making me sick to my stomach. Yeah, I get it. You're such a great advocate for chocolate women. Look, I can assure you that most chocolate women in America don't give a flying f*** about you. And they're not doing TikToks advocating for you. I promise. But yeah, I agree. It's weird that these, you know, chocolate men are sending this random vanilla woman colleague, you know, memes and TikToks and stuff bashing chocolate women. It is weirdo behavior. I'll give her that.
Weird, buddy. You're weird.
Additionally, this is a pattern I've seen over years. of black men married to black women who form a friendship with white women, myself, and then start finding a way to put black women down to get into the good graces of me. And that tells me everything I need to know about you as a man, you as a husband, you as your character, and not someone I want to be around.
Well, yeah, that's totally fine. I have no issue with that.
Fair enough. And that is pretty lame. Why are they even texting some other woman? But yeah, they just want to get in those vanilla cheeks. And maybe this TikTok in itself is a subtle flex that I got all y'all black husbands in my inbox. I don't know. Y'all let me know below.
And I promise you, I'm really so done from dating people. Like, I got dressed to go on a cuffing date that this motherfucker done planned since last week. And you telling me today out of all days, now you got something to do at work. Bitch, you're a fucking weirdo. And this is exactly why I don't date. I definitely don't date people on the internet. And I gave this motherfucker a chance. I don't know him.
Just saying all the nastiest things y'all can think of, right? Just keep saying, oh.
Met him off the internet and you played. You played yourself. Because I'm not too big on giving people chances. And this is the second chance I gave you. I'm good, boo. Continue on. I look good. I'm going to go and get me some lunch. Maybe get me a lychee martini. And yeah, fuck him. I don't fucking, like, I'm really so mad. I can't tell, like, I'm really so mad.
I know you fed up, ladies. But keep your head up.
Subscribe and hit the bell. It really helps the channel grow. Like and comment as well. Thank you.